It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey Satellite Guys, what's going on? Welcome to another exciting edition of the Satellite Guys US podcast. This week, Scott is in hiatus, and we've brought in Master Deals, Jason Crandall, who has been doing a wonderful job with our C&E DirecTV forum here. We're going to get a little bit more into what exactly the C&E program is and everything. So go ahead and say hi, Jason.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great week and looking forward to today.
Yeah, it's definitely been an exciting week here at Satellite Guys. We've had a lot of breaking news this week, and we're going to go ahead and kick it off with a little bit of Dish Network news, where the pub members this week learned that there has been 5 brand new HD channels launched on Dish Network. Well, not launched, but they've been put on the bird. Let me rephrase that. They have not launched yet. What they're doing is they're kind of sitting on the bird, warming up, and hopefully we'll see them this week.
It's good to see Dish is getting ready to expand. I think we're going to talk a little bit more about what it really means when we see uplinks, as we call it. But we should point out these are channels that are maybe being tested or getting ready to launch. It doesn't necessarily mean contracts are in place, so there's no guarantee that these will launch. But it's certainly a good sign for more HD coming to the Dish Network platform.
Yeah, it definitely has been exciting, and you know, it's kind of cool that we are seeing these channels, and a lot of people were kind of wondering, how do we see these? And there's equipment that we use that DigiBlur uses that allows him to be able to see these. The system tables are free to air. Anybody can see them with the right equipment and the right software. There's no hacking involved. In fact, I've even done it myself before DigiBlur started with his automation processes. I did it by hand. And these uplink tables are 100% free to air. There's no hacking, no viewing of software, unlike other sites where they say that they allow hackers to tell what's up there, but you know, we're not like that. We don't crack any encryptions. We don't want to do that because we are a legitimate hack-free site.
Yeah, we've always had a real stance against the hacking community, and we want to partner with the satellite companies to grow their customer knowledge. And nothing that we're doing with the uplinks is borderline on hacking in any way. It's very similar to the free-to-air technology where people have a dish and receiver and watch channels that providers have put up there unencrypted, either intentionally or as a wild feed where the receiving center are receiving those. Much like that, Dish Network earlier this last week tested these channels unencrypted, where anybody with the proper equipment could see those channels. So there was no issues of encryption or engineering cards or anything like that. This was perfectly legit and a great sign, just a great sign that there's more HD on the way. Still no way to know how soon. Still could be weeks or even months. I'm not sure we'll see all 5 of the channels or maybe a few of them, but it's a great sign that Dish is working on that.
Just real quick, a couple of channels, I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, but the ones that stuck out was Biography HD and Mojo, which is something that no satellite company has at this time.
Yeah, Dish actually had Mojo uplinked before, and there was rumors that was going to launch, but I guess probably something contractually that didn't happen because it was up there for a few weeks and then it disappeared. So I guess the sign that it's back is got to be a good sign that they're still negotiating on that, and hopefully we'll see it. I think the one that shocked me the most, and I don't think this might actually launch, but there's a Canadian network called World Fishing that was uplinked, and I don't know if they were just using that to play with or if that's something they're really working towards, but I got a kick out of the name itself.
Yeah, that World Fishing Network, you know, that's almost just as good as the Grass Grows HD channel, except it's a real network, unlike the Grass HD channel. That's just something that I created. And that moves on to other news, where Charlie Ergen is not only not Dish Network CEO, but is also the president as well. In addition, Eric Carlson has been named Executive Vice President of Dish Network. Congratulations, Eric. And it's kind of cool that we've seen Charlie now move into this daily role for Dish Network as now things are kind of starting to move along.
Yeah, I mean, there was bound to be some shakeup in the management structure with the EchoStar split. And I think that I don't think it's really surprising. It's actually fairly common that companies have their president and CEO be the same person. So I guess there's no real surprise there. I think it's probably more of the shakeup with the EchoStar breakoff. That Charlie's still going to focus and manage the Dish Network side.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and kind of switch gears a little bit from EchoStar. We're going to go ahead and switch over to the DirecTV program. You, my friend, have been doing a wonderful job with our C&E program. In fact, we've been seeing more people come over to our C&E program. Would you like to explain for our listeners a little bit more what the C&E program entails exactly?
Well, let me talk about what started the whole Cutting Edge software program. CE stands for Cutting Edge, and it's really, at best way to describe it, a beta software testing system where DirecTV allows end users with no pre-qualification the ability to download and test the software for them. The only thing they ask is two things. They ask us not to call their 800 number with any questions related to the software or any problems related to the software, and they ask us to provide feedback here at Satellite Guys. They technicians and engineers actually review our site and see the feedback, and that's what they use to improve the software and, in essence, improve the receivers. About a year ago, it was actually Christmas of last year, two Christmases ago, so Christmas of 2006 was the first CE program release, and that release targeted adding the over-the-air tuner ability to the HR20, the HD DVR. And before that, if they didn't have your HD locals on the satellite, there was no way to do them. So that was where it started. And over the last 15 months, the CE program's really evolved significantly. Just to give you a few ideas of some of the features that they've piloted with the CE program. Obviously, they started with the over-the-air. Recently, the video on demand, DirecTV on demand, has been piloted, and that's actually started rolling out nationwide on regular releases. The remote scheduling software, where you can schedule on DirecTV.com or mobile DirecTV.com, was piloted through the CE program. The white user interface that you see today, instead of the blue interface and the menu structure, was all piloted through the Cutting Edge program. We've actually had a real growth in our Cutting Edge platform, in our forum here, the last couple of Friday nights. And for those that don't know, DirecTV puts the software out really for any of their DirecTV manufactured receivers. So the D series, the R series, and the H series, and the HR series. They've actually created CE releases for all of those. And we've seen a lot of growth with a lot of new people. I think this weekend I counted around 12 to 14 newly registered members for the first time that were in our CE forums trying out that software this weekend. And it's exciting to see not only regular user base that's there every Friday night, but seeing some new faces and being able to introduce this great system to new people.
Right, it's definitely great. I've been in there, and I have an HR20-700 and now an HR21. And it's definitely been great to see these new faces. And we're a fun, exciting place to relax. And you don't have to worry about with other sites where some sites are over moderation. Whereas us, we're more relaxed and chilled back. And we're mainly here to help out each other and help out DirecTV.
Yeah, my number one goal in our CE area is just to be able to answer everybody's questions and get the information back to DirecTV. So I'd ask that you feel free to download the releases. They're on Friday and Saturday nights, starting at 11 p.m. Eastern time. They go to about 2 in the morning, so you got a 3-hour window. 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific. They're not necessarily going to have releases every weekend for every receiver line, so you need to check the forum and see if your receiver's been selected. But we usually get that information posted Friday afternoon, sometimes Friday evening, just depending on when DirecTV gets them to us. We had over 3,000 views just in the high-def DVR series releases for this weekend. So a lot of people reading about it and getting the download and hopefully providing their feedback so that DirecTV can develop the software and get it out to all of the customers.
Right, and if you're a customer who hasn't moved to the C&E program, first of all, it's open to everybody. Anybody and everybody can go and view the CNA program if you'd like to. There are some rules and risks and guidelines obviously involved with the CNA program, and you do have to make sure that you read that and agree to it before downloading a CNA release. But after that, you know, whatever bugs or anything like that, you know, feel free to report it to us. We'll make sure that that information gets to the DirecTV. And I'll tell you what, the DirecTV On Demand is definitely worth it. I know that's national now, but it was pretty cool getting to see that before anybody else saw it.
Yeah, it's really been enjoyable. And for anyone that's not familiar with the On Demand, there's upwards of 30 or 40 channels. They have on-demand content. It downloads the programs over the internet. The majority of it is SD. There's a few high-def movies for pay-per-view. But that's something that could change over the future. The one thing that really isn't there yet that I hope to see up the road is the national networks like your ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC. Those are not part of the on-demand system yet. But DirecTV, they'll get there eventually. I think right now they're trying to get the platform solid, and I'm sure there's some negotiation that has to happen with those content providers before they can put that on the on-demand program.
Yeah, I was skipping through the on-demand tonight, and I noticed they did add Ratatouille in HD. I have it on Blu-ray disc, so I'm not going to be downloading it anytime soon, but, you know, it's definitely something for, if you don't have that movie, definitely go check it out, so... All right, we're going to go ahead and switch gears real quick. We do have a podcast hotline, so we're going to go ahead and go to that real quick.
Let's go to the Satellite Guys podcast hotline.
Hey, guys, how you doing? This is Mike from down here in North Carolina. My question pertains to the DirecTV Windows Media Center satellite tuner. By my understanding, it's just a tuner and that'll plug into a computer, and Microsoft's part is a bunch of VRM to keep people from being able to just, you know, steal the programming and throw it up on BitTorrent. My thoughts are, one way to get another tuner, TiVo tuner, is to create drivers via TiVo, plug this unit in. I mean, it's a very flexible unit. Just plug it into anything with a USB port. And I was wondering if you could speak to the relationship between DirecTV and TiVo as it stands now, if they would consider something like this, if you think they're under contractual obligations with Microsoft, or anything along those lines.
Hey, thanks for the call. Jason, I'll let you handle this one.
Well, Mike, I got to tell you, I got to check out the Windows Media PC Tuner at CES back in January. It's a great device. They don't have a timeline, but they're hoping to get it out this year. It's basically a box with the access card, just like your receiver, hooks up to your computer through USB. I should point out the programs are encrypted, just like they come through on the satellite, and the box will decode them, upload them to the computer. They're still developing the software. I know there's a partnership with Microsoft on it, but I'm not sure how much of it is Microsoft-based. I know that a lot of the software was specific to DirecTV as far as the guide operation, the playing back operation. Those things functioned exactly like the HR series DVRs that we have today. You asked an interesting question about the TiVo relationship and the possibilities of partnering with them on this project. I think it's pretty much a situation now where the TiVo has been phased out of DirecTV's current product line. They haven't put out a TiVo product since, if I remember right, 2005, kind of in a situation where they're only maintaining the existing products out there. So if you have a TiVo HD DVR or a TiVo SD DVR with your DirecTV system, those will continue to work. But I don't think you're going to see any new development or priority placed on those. Two reasons: DirecTV went to their own equipment for a cost savings model, and in doing that, they've maintained the relationship with TiVo mainly just as a service provider, but not as a hardware developer.
It's real good that you mentioned that, because, you know, they did go off and buy the replay patents, and you're going to see more and more DirecTV developing their own software for their DVRs than a TiVo hardware actually coming out.
Yeah, much like Dish Network is struggling with a lawsuit with TiVo, and I know they're resolving that now, but the DirecTV actually went out and bought the patents that were owned by Replay TV before they went through so many transactions and being sold off. So DirecTV holds DVR technology patents that allows them to maintain this service without TiVo necessarily. So, you know, the relationship is still there for a service, but I don't think we're going to see any new products with TiVo branding on the DirecTV platform.
And that's awesome. And, you know, if you want to become a part of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast show, all you got to do is give us a call at 815-907-5558. Once again, that's 815-907-5558. And you can end up on air, just like our last caller did. And we do have a couple other DirecTV news items. DirecTV launched HD Locals in four more markets this week. Louisville, Kentucky, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Paducah, Kentucky, and Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Hopefully I didn't mispronounce that. And Wichita, Hudson, Kansas. Y'all have HD Locals now, so go ahead, give DirecTV a call. And also, DirecTV launched a bunch of staggered software updates for their receivers. You can check the front page of the website. I believe that's the music. So, I'd like to thank Jason for coming on here on the podcast.
Thanks, Bob.
And we will see you guys next week, so we'll catch you all later.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.